So Choose FI is actually a family of podcasts. There's three podcasts in the network. It's Choose FI, our show, which has been talking about personal finance for the past 4 years, started at the beginning of 2017. Did I do the math there right? Is that 4 years or 3 years? Going into our fourth year. Do I get credit for four at this point? We're going into our fourth year. But this year, we actually launched two new podcasts. The first one was Everyday Courage with Jillian Johnsrud. And the second was Rebel Entrepreneur with Alan Donegan. And we thought occasionally what we would do is actually go through their archives and pull out an episode that is incredibly high value and would serve our audience in particular for reasons that I'll mention in a second here. But do this on a cadence to kind of give you some exposure to what other podcasts in our network are talking about and see if it's something that you would find valuable. On this particular episode, Jillian interviewed one of our longtime favorites in the financial independence community, J.L. Collins, and they were talking about index funds and the power of index funds and a la the title, demystifying them. Now, here's the context for this. If you've been listening to our show for any period of time, you've heard us talk about index funds and how powerful they are. I just this past week got an email from someone saying, "Hey everyone, I love your show. I was a little sad that it took me 4 months before I actually understood or knew what VTSAX actually is. But other than that, it's great." So this episode today, it's that. We're not going to leave any stone unturned. We're not going to take it for granted. J.L. Collins is going to go through the basics of index fund investing. This is core financial independence content right here. And I think it's going to act as a great baseline for your game plan. I know that finding the stock series with J.L. Collins was one of those next level inflection points on my own path to financial independence. And I think you'll find it valuable as well. So with that, I'm going to hop right into the episode. I wanted to mention two things real quick. The first is that this episode is from the podcast Everyday Courage. So you're listening to a podcast player right now, you know, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcast, Pandora, all the platforms, Overcast, Dogcatcher, Google Podcast, your player of choice will have this podcast. Go to the search bar, search for Everyday Courage. You can find this episode there as well as all of the episodes up to this point. And then two, if for any reason you get stuck on that or you want to access the show notes, you can go to choosefi.com/courage. And with that, let's get a little more courageous.
Today, I am so excited to welcome J.L. Collins to the show. JL and I have been friends for a while now, and I had a chance to speak at his amazing event, Chautauqua, over in the UK. He is the author of JLCollinsNH.com, and he's written an amazing book, The Simple Path to Wealth, which is one of my favorites to recommend to people when investing. JL, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jillian, for having me. It's a pleasure to chat with you again.
Oh, it's so nice to have you here. And I'm really excited to talk about how to get started with investing, partly because I felt like I waited far too long. I was super intimidated by it. I was scared by it. I didn't really understand it. So we had saved up a lot of cash and we paid off our debt before we ventured in. And actually, I had read all this stuff about it. So I sent my husband to the bank. I was like, okay, set up an IRA. And he comes back and I was like, okay, what did you invest in? And he was like, I'm not sure, but it has a guaranteed 4% return. And I was like, oh, sweetie, I don't think the stock market has a guaranteed return. He was like, no, they told me, what is your risk tolerance? And I said, low, I don't want to lose money. And so they gave me some as a guaranteed return. And I was like, I think you bought a CD. No, we can't invest our retirement savings in a CD. Like, go back tomorrow and fix that. But I think it can be scary just how to get started and then just the volatility of the markets and the fear of them crashing. How have you seen this play out in your own life?
Well, first of all, let me assure you that you're not alone in finding it scary and intimidating. And a lot of people get themselves out of debt. And then, of course, that's a wonderful discipline because you're setting money aside. And once the debt's gone, then the money tends to build up in some sort of savings vehicle. And that's all great stuff. And then that next step of beginning to invest it, as you point out, is it's tough. It's intimidating. And it's scary because, quite honestly, the investment world makes it scary and they make it sound complex because the scarier and more complex they can make it, the better to drive you into their arms and into their candidly overpriced and unnecessary kinds of products. So I liken it to if you were in front of a banquet table that had every kind of imaginable complex delicacy in food that you could think of. And in one tiny corner of that table were the simple, healthy foods that are best for your body. Well, you could put your arm down on that table and sweep all that other stuff onto the floor because you don't need it. All you need is this tiny little corner of that healthy stuff that's really good for you. And in the investment world, that's low-cost index investing, and that's what I talk about.
That is one thing that I really love about your message is how you keep things so simple. I mean, your book is titled The Simple Path to Wealth. Actually, my best friend really wanted to get started investing. She had all these questions and all this anxiety. And I was like, okay, please just read this one book and you'll figure it out. And a few months later, I was like, so how did that go? And she was like, yeah, it's just really straightforward. Like, it's really easy. I don't know why I felt so much anxiety. I don't even think she made it all the way through. She got like 75%, was like, yeah, I get it. That's it. I get it. So could you describe for our audience, what is an index fund? Because I think even that word isn't intuitive for us to know.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think your friend is exactly the kind of person I have in mind when I wrote the book, and because I wrote it for my daughter, who's the same way. She's a very intelligent young woman, but she doesn't want to spend her life having to think about investing her money. The beauty of it is you don't. You just need to get a couple of simple things right. And one of those things is index funds. So what's an index fund? An index fund is simply a basket of stocks that reflect everything in that particular index. And the index fund I recommend is something called VTSAX, which is the total stock market index fund offered by Vanguard. And that simply means that it buys literally every publicly traded company in the United States. And the idea is you're not trying to guess which company is going to outperform and which company isn't going to perform well, because the research is very clear. Nobody can reliably do that. So you buy the entire basket, and that means you enjoy the returns of stocks overall. And the returns of stocks overall, especially in the U.S., have been remarkably powerful over the last 150 years. So that's one of the beauties, is performance. The other is because you're not hiring expensive managers to try to pick individual stocks. It's a very low-cost fund. And costs are incredibly important, because that little bit that seems so small of 1% or 2% in management fees and expense ratios that's pulling off your returns compounds into an enormous amount over time. So you want to keep that money in your pocket. So index funds simply buy a broad spectrum of things. And there's, not to make it too confusing, there are now index funds for almost any segment you can imagine, but you don't care about those. I only recommend two. One's a total stock market index fund, and the other is a total bond market index fund. And because stocks and bonds play different roles, and then you're done. That's all you need to know about or to do. And especially for someone young like my daughter, who's 27, I tell her all she needs to do is buy VTSAX, the total stock market index fund, buy as much as she can, whenever she can, and otherwise, forget about it. Don't worry about when the market goes up and down. None of that matters, because you're investing for the long term. So you just keep adding to the pot and let it grow, let it compound, and you'll be amazed 10, 20, 30 years out at the results.
I love that. And for all of the listeners who've ever felt intimidated or scared or overwhelmed by the complexity, just hit the back button and just listen to J.L. Collins say that one more time and let it seep into your bones and internalize it. But you also mentioned like the stock markets go up and they go down. And I think that can be a really scary point, especially when we're getting started. I started investing because I had waited probably longer than I should. I started investing a year or two before the 2008 crash. And thankfully, I had read all the books and I knew all the sayings, like stocks are on sale and it's good when you buy low. And I still wanted to vomit. Like, it was excruciatingly painful. How do we guard ourselves against that impulse of like when everyone else around us is also panicking?
Yeah, so that's a great question, and you covered a lot of ground. So let me start out by saying, you know, my daughter, Jessica, is not the least bit interested in this financial stuff. She has better things to do with her time. People like you and me, we're the odd ones. You know, we're the anomalies that we care about this stuff and we pay attention to this investment stuff. And I tell her the fact that she really doesn't care is her superpower. And it's probably one of the reasons that she's going to outperform over the decades the vast majority of people who are interested in this and who do pay attention, because they're always tempted into tinkering. And particularly when the market takes one of its periodic plunges, they're always terrified and tempted into selling at exactly the wrong time. Jessica won't be paying any attention. And so the beauty of this is all she has to do, and all any of your listeners have to do, especially if they're not interested in investing, is, as I say, get a couple things right. And that's simply understand index funds are where you want to be, low-cost index funds. And you want to have a total stock market fund. And then maybe when you're older, add some bonds to that. And then because you don't care, you won't be tempted to tinker. You won't be tempted to panic when the market drops, and you will get much better results, because the more you tinker with your investments, the worse results you get. The market's a volatile beast, and it does go up and down. But the thing that your listeners need to understand is that the overall trend is relentlessly up. So that volatility really doesn't matter as long as you don't let it affect you emotionally. And again, it's the people like you and me, Jillian, who are into this stuff and who are paying attention to it, who are more likely to feel the fear when the market goes down and to do something silly and stupid. Whereas my daughter Jessica is going to be going on with her life and probably not even notice that it happened. And she won't fall prey to those fears and temptations. But you do have to understand, before you follow my advice or anybody else's in investing in the stock market, it is a very volatile thing. It provides wonderful long-term results, but long term is the key in that phrase. And you have to be willing to endure the short term volatility. I had a friend of mine who actually, you know, Christy, who writes over at Millennial Revolution. And I was saying to her one time, you know, I must just be hardwired differently than most humans, because the research indicates most humans are much more risk averse than they are driven by the potential of gain. And I said, I'm the very opposite. You know, I want to be in the market all the time because I don't want to miss out on those gains. And the fact that periodically it drops doesn't bother me a little bit. And Christy said, no. You're not a special snowflake. You're not different than the rest of us. You're hardwired the same way. The difference is simply that you realize in a gut level that those drops in the market are meaningless. And you understand there's nothing to be afraid of. It's not that you're immune to the fear. And I thought that's a great observation, because I've been investing for over 40 years and I've been through a lot of crashes and ups, and you know, they used to bother me. There was a time when I made a really bad mistake based on a market drop, but they don't bother me anymore.
It's such a great perspective, and it's so helpful. I love how you just keep this really simple and really straightforward and push all the confusing, unnecessary nonsense off the table. Thank you so much, JL, for being with us today and just that calm, soothing, reassuring voice of reason.
Well, thank you, Jillian, for inviting me. And very recently, if anybody cares, I did a guided meditation for when the stock market plunges that people can find on the website with the search button.
Oh, that's right. And if any of my listeners feel like, I need that really simple, straightforward investing advice, I would totally encourage you to go to jlcollinsnh.com. He has this whole stock series, and really anything that you need to get started is there. And I think this episode and just chatting with JL is another great example of how we don't have to be perfect. We just have to be a little bit more courageous every day, in this case with our investing, because adventure awaits. If these ideas are what you needed today, hit subscribe. But if you want to go further, go to choosefi.com/courage. We created a workbook to walk you through this journey, to take these ideas and to transform them into action and results in your life. So invite a friend, your sister, a partner to join you on this adventure, to go from overwhelmed to confident in your finances, because you can become good with money. Get your workbook at choosefi.com/courage. Let's do this together. Let's get started.